It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Barbara Fawcett. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. She is the Housing Rehab Program Manager. We're going to talk about some exciting new programs that are coming available in this vein, and actually a brand new one that they're just getting ready to roll out, and it sounds like a great way to get people into housing in our area. Barbara, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what it is that the housing program does for the area.
Well, the housing program assists families in getting into a home, and more of a home than they could normally qualify for due to their income status and family size. We have the self-help USDA acquisition rehab program that offers financing for 100% of the purchase price plus up to the amount of the rehab costs, and then the homeowners have to do the labor on that, but they don't have to come in with any cash down, and we can go up to $265,400. That program has just been amended to allow for the construction of a brand new home. They call it the ground-up construction. And again, it pays for 100% of the lot purchase and the cost to build. And then the homeowner does the sweat equity to build that home. And as soon as they're done, they've got a brand new home that they probably wouldn't have been able to afford to do a construction loan on out there in the regular banking world.
And we were talking off the air about the fact that you were saying that there's not a lot of housing for you guys to go through and redo this anymore, which is kind of a good thing, but it's a bad thing as well.
Right. The current housing market, the availability of fixer-uppers has kind of shrunk, and the pricing on homes has elevated. And so the cost to buy a home now and fix it up is really high-priced and kind of out of range for a lot of the houses that are available. So that's kind of why we were pushed to do ground-up construction. The market changed then. Now it's more attractive to build a home compared to buying a home for $200,000 and putting $40,000 into it versus you can build a home for $240,000. So that's kind of where we're at.
And you were saying that this is kind of a pilot program for the area?
Well, we're doing a pilot program right now with two families, but our next contract will require us to have four families at the same time, and each family helps each family build their home. So they have some built-in volunteers, where on the rehab acquisition program, you have to have your own volunteers, and you don't have other families to help you do that work. So it's a little bit different that way, but it's good because it has some built-in volunteers with families helping families build their homes.
And so this is starting right now. If they have any questions or anything about this, how would they get in touch with you or find out more about this program?
They can contact me at 435-613-0026, and I can answer any of their questions or send them out an application, schedule an appointment to go over it. But it's a really exciting opportunity for our area. And this is offered in Carbon and Emery counties.
Okay. And you were saying that you have a couple of other programs too that you wanted to touch base with the people about. One is you do have like grants for senior citizens and people that need to take care of upkeep on their homes as well.
Right. We have the single family rehab for people that already own their home. And they're not able to maintain it if their income limit is in range. We do have a CDBG grant that is up to $15,000. And we also have an Olene Walker loan that has a very favorable interest rate of between 1 to 3%, depending on their income. And that program, an example on that program, a $10,000 loan at 3% would have a payment associated with it of $57 a month. So it's got a very affordable payment that most people can afford if their income is low. But most people, if they need a new roof, $57 a month is doable. Then we also have one other grant program for very low income. Their income has to be below $14,950 in order to qualify for that. But that is an additional grant of $7,500. So a lot of those projects that we do are roofs, siding, windows, bathroom modifications, furnace replacement, water heater replacement. We'll do ADA ramps, whatever we need to keep them in their home safely and sanitarily. So that's a great program for people in that situation. And an example of income for a single person in that program, if their income was below $24,000 for the CDBG $15,000 grant, they would qualify for it. And it depends on how many in the household. So the income goes up when you go from a household of one to a household of two, three, four. So they would just have to contact us and see if their income would qualify them for that program.
And it's all through your office there. And one more time, let's tell people how they can get in touch with you and to get these programs.
Okay, so they can call me at 435-613-0026.
Okay, did we touch base on everything?
Pretty much.
This is some great information. And I believe you and I were talking off the air about the fact that, you know, going through these programs and these sweat equities and these houses and things like that, a lot of people think, you know what, I can't afford it, I'm locked in. But you can really, sometimes you can own less, cheaper than you can rent.
That's true. And I just want to give you an example on that. For the self-help ground-up construction, I have an applicant whose income was $29,000. He was a single dad with two children, and he qualified for $225,500, and he had additional payments of $153,000 that he currently is making, and so he still qualified for that high of a loan amount. That only happens because the amortization schedule on that is a 33 to 38 year amortization. So up front, it qualifies them for a higher dollar amount than they would be able to qualify for on a regular conventional loan in the bank. And they're designed for, you know, affordable housing. So that's pretty much, they would have a payment, which includes subsidy, of about $712 a month. And that's comparable to what they would pay for a 3-bedroom home in rent.
Right. And you're owning.
Right.
You're building up some ownership in that. And that's really a great thing in that, because a lot of people think they get stuck in that rent. I've got a rent and I'll never be able to afford a home, but it's more affordable than you think.
Right. And I just want to show another example for a higher income, of $43,500. This gal qualified for the full amount, and the full area limit on our loans for this program is $265,400. She qualified for the full loan amount, and she's only going to have a payment of $812 a month.
And this,
so
that's great.
That's, yeah, and that was a single mom with one child. So, you know, it depends on their household size and their income and what their current monthly payments are as to, you know, what kind of a payment they can afford. And then it also depends on their income as to if there's any subsidy or how much subsidy they might qualify for, which is where the government can pay part of their interest all the way down to 1%.
So get in there, get all your questions answered. If you're thinking right now of maybe looking for a home or wanting to get out of an apartment and maybe get own a home, These guys will help you. Okay.
Yes.
And it's all there. It's all available to you. It's the Southeastern Association of Local Governments. Barbara Fawcett, she is the home rehab program manager. Get in there and talk to her.
And there's one more thing I just wanted to mention.
Go right ahead.
To make you feel comfortable about the program. We do have a general contractor that supervises the whole program. He instructs you as to how to do all the tasks. You may not have done roofing before or installed windows or doors or, you know, had any construction experience. And we teach you those skills. So you've got somebody right there at your fingertips to show you the way and make sure that it's done the best it can be done. And so just know that there's a lot of resources available through this. If you think that you can't do it, you're probably wrong, because we've done this program for single moms, and certainly they had none of those skills before they started. And there's a lot of work involved. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat it and make it unreal. But we will make sure that you've got all the resources and the tools to go in and do this project and do a very, very good job.
Okay. And you know what, Barbara, it's great. Once again, it's the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. It is the home rehab program. Barbara Fawcett's the manager. Get down, talk to her, and she can maybe get you into a home where you're owning instead of renting all the time. You'd be amazed how much it really does cost to just own a home. It's not as scary as you think it is.
That's right.
All right, Barbara, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.